We tried sweet potatoes here, but we don't do very good with sweet potatoes.
Well, we did all right. We just had trouble digging
Had
them.
trouble catching up with them, didn't we?
What do you call those? It's a root vegetable. I'm not sure if you mentioned it. Those that are red.
Beet.
Do you grow any of those?
No, we don't care for them.
Okay, I don't blame you. Okay, and you mentioned squash. Are there different varieties of those you grow?
Oh, many kind. Oh, we just grow
Buttercup.
buttercup. Last year we had something else butter, and it was yellow, elongated, and we didn't like it.
Butternut,
There's
was that?
butter. Yeah, maybe it was butternut, but we like the buttercup.
Sweeter.
Well, yeah, different shape and all. And one thing nice about that too, as long as you're asking, we didn't like that kind, but they told us if we would just poke it with a fork and put it in the oven and bake it with those seeds in it, and it is delicious.
That's true. I
Yes.
have to remember that.
Same way with buttercup, bake them with the seeds
Any
in.
of them with the
Is it
seeds
better
in?
with the seeds in?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Hubbard always used to cut them in two.
With an axe.
So, what was that type you mentioned?
Buttercup.
The big one, the big green
Oh,
ones?
Oh, Hubbard.
Hubbard.
Nice. Okay. And
And there's banana squash.
Do you ever have any types of summer squash?
Oh, yes.
That's banana
Zucchini
squash.
and banana squash and
Nice.
oh yeah, there's another one in here I can't think. We don't care very much for them, so we don't raise them.
What about fruits? Are any kind of fruits you can grow around here?
Yes, we have raspberries, strawberries, gooseberries, choke cherries, plums, apples, cherries.
What do you call that thing in a cherry?
Pit.
Okay. And did you mention peaches?
Not here.
You can't grow those here.
No,
We tried.
we tried even in the greenhouse here. We had a self-pollinating pear and a peach, we got them out of synchronization because we'd put them out in the summertime, and then they'd go up, and then we didn't let them get dormant, and then we'd bring them in, and then that would force them into
Grow
bloom,
again.
to leafing again. So they thought we were crazy and died.
They showed you.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever put up peaches?
Oh, I can lots of peaches.
And what kind do you use for that?
Generally, Colorado.
We don't like the freestone over there.
Yeah, the freestone. It's what we like best. But we did go down to St. George and bring peaches back from there, and we brought the Himalayan everbearing. Himalayan what? Raspberry. And, yeah, blackberry. And we had pears from down there.
Now, what do you call the thing inside of the peach?
Pit.
Call that a pit? Okay.
Don't
And
we? Yeah.
what do you call a. Oh, and you make jam and.
Preserves,
Okay, anything else?
marmalades, pies, fruit,
Can I get you to say
jam,
a jam and.
jellies.
There we go. Okay. Now, do you ever go up into the mountains and harvest these little funguses that grow up there?
mushrooms?
Do you have any of those?
No, we're afraid of them.
Do you, I guess you don't know the difference between a mushroom and a.
No.
Toadstool.
Yeah. You don't know. Okay. I don't. It'd be kind of scary,
You?
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No, I don't do it.
No, we saw them out there in Oregon one time when the hippies were real strong and they were gathering these mushrooms out there and drinking it with beer. And I guess it really gave them a high.
Now, one type, I guess, a girl out there, and had those and drank beer. I guess they went out of their minds.
Should have brought some of those back with you.
Yeah.
That's what the
No.
natives out there told us anyway.
Yeah,
I
told
don't
us
know.
what they were doing there.
In the old days, how did they used to take care of, before refrigeration, what would they used to do with meat, both the pork and beef? How would they?
Salt it down, like I was telling
Sure.
you about making the brine, and then they would take sausages lots of time and